Iowa Blues Showcase, episode number 29. Tonight is the first hour of last week's live show. If you missed it, it was a great one. Harlan Thomas, Matt Woods, Tina Haas, Bob Pace. It was a great show and some great blues, and was glad to be a part of it. So, tonight's show will be Harlan Thomas, who's an Iowa Blues Hall of Famer, and Matt Woods, who is just a young pup, but he is really good. I don't know if I can call him a young pup. He's probably in his 30s now, but when I first met him, he played in the fourth season of the Iowa Blues Showcase. We're down at the Historical Building, and he was a guitar slinger then, and then he still is. Occasionally he plays in bands, but right now he's doing mostly acoustic stuff. So a couple of great acts tonight. Just briefly, next week is the big show again, so you need to get there because this will be the last one for a while. We got Big Al Daugherty, Sardon on the Blue Flames, Brandon Dennis, and Jesse Moore. And then I believe we also have J.C. Anderson and Dewey Cantrell, but that will be more later on that. So check with the Facebook page. That's Blues Army of Des Moines. And there you'll find out what we finally have nailed down for that Christmas show. And so anyway, yeah, we had a great time. Harlan he's going to play solo piano, but he also has he's got a Yamaha that plays the whole thing. So he's kind of got a Malico thing going on, or Clarence Carter. He reminds me of Clarence Carter a lot, especially the third song. It'd be very much what Clarence Carter would do. And then Matt Woods, the gentleman farmer from Iowa. He's the other gentleman farmer, the guy I played with, Eric Hovey, from clear up in northwest Iowa. He and Matt are very similar. They're small farmers, and man, there aren't a whole lot of those guys left. You know, y'all watch TV, or you listen to radio, or you see commercials on the news, and you see these small-time farmers, and it's like, that's just a myth. Because as somebody who lived out in the middle of nowhere for 10 years, I'm going to tell you that most of the guys that are out there farming have huge, huge, you know, acreages of 500 to 1,000 acres, and they have big old confinement farms. They have thousands of heads of hogs, and they even have confinement for cattle now up in northwest Iowa, which is totally ridiculous. So, you know, these small farmers like Eric and Matt, those are the real deal, and we need more of those guys, because you know, they just work the land, and they care about the land, and they care about their animals. And you know, if you're eating food, I think you want somebody that cares, you know, because then you know that the food you're eating is safe to eat. So anyway, tonight you'll be hearing Harlan and Matt. When we come back at the end of the show, we'll talk a little bit more about the upcoming shows and what we got coming up. Looks like we got 4 weeks of new shows. So pretty much the whole month of December will be nothing but new. Yeah! And I'm going to have a special on Christmas night and New Year's night. So look for those downloads. So I'm going to make sure you got plenty of blues to get you through December, because I know you need it, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, we're going to go right to the show, because for some reason we're just going to be ending our opening song, so there's no intro. So you need an intro, and to the beauty of post-production, here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Iowa Blues Showcase, episode 29.
tennis glass. I said, go, Staggerly, go, 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 Staggerly, go, go, Staggerly, go, 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 go.
Welcome to the Odd Blue Showcase, episode number 29. Unless gremlins get to us again, and then who knows what it will be. I want to welcome you. This is we've been going on for over 6 months with the showcase. Not every show has been a live one. This is only our third live one. We have one more coming up in 2 weeks on December 11th. So you can come back. It'll be right here. And then after that, we'll be on hiatus again, and we'll probably start doing shows in February. So just check out Facebook, Blues Army of Des Moines, and that will let you know when the new shows will start. All right, so we got a lot of great guests tonight. We got a bunch of Hall of Famers, and this should be a great show. So for those of you here, you're going to see something wonderful, and for those of you at home, you're going to hear something wonderful. So our first guest tonight is the Iowa Blues Hall of Famer. I've been here many years. Piano, ladies and gentlemen, Grandpa of Soul, Mr. Harlan Thomas.
What's going on, everybody? Ain't too much happening around here, but it's all right, you know. I am Grandpa Soul Man, Harlan Thomas. I'm the 1999 Iowa Blues Hall of Famer. When I was inducted, there were seven of us, and we were known as the Magnificent Seven. Yes, sir. Okay, this first song I'm going to do is one entitled Somebody. It goes a little something like this. Somebody want somebody, won't you leave me a helping hand? Somebody, somebody, won't you leave me a helping hand? Please, please don't leave me, girl. Oh baby, please don't go. Please don't leave me. Oh baby, please don't go. I need loving. I'll tell the world so. I've got money. I've got a place to stay. I've got money. Got a place to stay. Come on, baby, eat every day. Hey, now when I walk and talk all by myself, and when I walk and talk all by myself, somebody, well, somebody want you to live in heaven. Thank you. whoa, 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 somebody, won't you lend me a helping hand? Gone. Hey, Jimmy Pryor gone. Stevie Ray Vaughan,
hey, gone,
yeah, he gone. Chicago Rick Leslie, you remember him?
Yeah,
gone.
Yeah.
Hey, John Lee Hooker. Albert Collins,
gone.
Anita Cooper, I don't know if y'all remember her, but she's gone. Yeah. Prince,
gone.
Whitney Houston, The Voice. Winehouse, woo, she's gone. Woo. Michael Jackson, he's gone. James Brown, gone.
Harlan Thomas, ladies.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Stay right there, Harlan.
All right.
Gotta do a little interview here.
Okay.
So I haven't seen you in a long time. How you doing?
Been a while. Good. You know, getting old.
Getting old, yeah. Yeah, none of us are getting younger.
No, I'm kind of getting old. I kind of got out of playing in the clubs now, but I'm playing with the farmers markets, and I'm having a wonderful time.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully they pay you good. They pay you good.
Oh,
at that.
Oh, yeah. I get broken off something pretty good.
Oh, hey.
You know what? A lot of places, they pay you by check, and then you got your tip jars. It turns out good.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us about Center Street Days? I don't think we ever talked about Center Street, at least not on a showcase.
Man, that's our band back in that day was the Soul Brothers. We closed Center Street down. Yeah. They had the 790s and the Collins Club, you know, and it was just really jamming. They would bring people in from Omaha and Kansas City, groups that was awesome, you know, Mel Harper and them and P.T. Collins. So, you know, and we would get in the mix with them too, because we were top notch at the time. And so we were up at the Collins Club one night, and they had another band in from Omaha, I can't think of the name of it. And we had a great big crowd up there. And I don't know if anybody knows something dude George Davis. Anyway, back then he was underage. But he was playing with us. He was underage. The guy up at the, not T.P. Collins, but what's his name? He's a Hall of Famer.
I just mentioned
Mel Harper. He called the police and had George arrested. So all the crowd would go up there where they're at, you know what I mean? And
I hadn't heard that one before.
We had to go and get him out of jail and stuff. But anyway, we did that. Yeah, you never heard of that?
I hadn't heard the guy arrested for being underage.
Yeah, I haven't.
So who was in the Soul Brothers? Because we know about George and Gil and you.
Gene Jackson.
Gene, yeah.
Mm-hmm, it was five of us, I think.
Oh, Rick.
Rick, uh-huh, Rick. Rick was from Chicago. Rick came down here from Chicago, and that was back in 66. And these people around here were not used to a good blue-eyed soul like we have today. And when they heard him perform and play, man, they about lost their minds. I mean, to hear him be so have so much funk and so much soul and stuff, you know. So he was outstanding.
Yeah, you know, Chicago Rick Lussey.
Yeah, Chicago Rick Lussey, yeah.
All right. And it is true, one of the stories that I like about the end of Center Street was that you guys literally were the last band playing.
We were the last band that played down.
And I
closed them down. Yes,
there's a story about Al Hinkey Brewer.
Yeah.
And on the last night when you guys were playing, I don't know if he did this before the show or after the show, he climbed up on top of his car to take the Center Street street sign down. And he actually kept it for many years, and then it ended up in the historical building and was part of that display for Patton's neighborhood that used to be down there.
And he was my boss for 7.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Because when I got out of Barber College, I worked with him for 7.5 years. It's all right.
Yeah. And you were a heck of a barber, too, because you had a nice little shop that I remember. I think it was on Woodland, wasn't it?
Yeah, right there on Woodland, yep.
Glad to be not cutting
40 hair. Years on Woodland.
Yeah. Are you glad to be done cutting hair?
Yes, I am. I really am, yeah.
All right, why don't you play another song for us?
You ready for another one?
Yep.
Okay. Hey,
ladies and gentlemen, Harlan Thomas.
Give me time to get set up here. Baby, honey, what's wrong with you? you hard-headed woman. Baby, honey, what's wrong with you? You don't treat grandpa so mad like you used to do. But you know what? I'm tired of trucking. I'm tired of trucking. After last night, I done got tired of, you know what, baby, yeah. What's wrong with you? Treat grandma so mad, like you used to do. Come on, baby, don't you want to go? Come on, baby, don't you? Same old place, sweet home, Chicago. Come, come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? That same old place, sweet home, Chicago. Chicago.
Harlan Thomas, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, how you doing? Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. Yes, it is your showcase. The show of shows. The drink of drinks. Yes, it's amazing. Just download us on Podbean. You'll be glad you did. Thanks.
So those of you listening to the podcast, you know that it's very highly edited. So we do cut out a lot of noise. So we get the best clean showcase available. It's at Podbean.com. Any of you guys don't listen to it? Or do listen to it. If you do listen, it's at podbean.com. You can listen to it on your smartphone. It's got an app, too. There's a Podbean app. Or if you have an iPod, you can go to iTunes and get it there. If you got a Droid, which I do, you can also get it on Google Play. So, huh? Podbean? Podbean.com. Podbean. All right, you ready to go? All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is a young man who played on one of our Iowa Blues Showcase. He was one of those great guitar slingers, and now he still is, but he's doing acoustic and blues and solo. So, ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Matt Woods.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Tornadoes coming, I can't see it grow.
tell you where she's going.
Thank you.
Man, it's been a long time since I've seen you. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Tom. How you been?
Still here. Hey, so last year you had a CD that came in second. Did it come in second, or what place did it come in the blues thing?
I just know it wasn't first. That's all I can tell you.
I'm sure it was second.
So I will assume it's second.
Yeah.
One and a half, probably.
But you know, well, you know, it was really weird that there was two Iowans in that in the finals there, and Rob won, which was amazing too. Are you got another CD coming out for this, or did you gonna take some time off, or what you doing here?
Yeah, well, that one came out in 2015, and I'm not an especially prolific songwriter, so it might take me a little while to get to the next one.
Yeah, I hear you.
There's some stuff in the works. So,
you know. I hear you. I'm kind of the same way. It's like. The last thing I did was in 2008, so yeah, I'm probably due in another 5 years.
You don't want to rush anything. That's
yeah. It's a blues thing, you know. So anyway, and the last time that I met you, I don't think you were a farmer, and I was really surprised to see you were a farmer. Now, that's kind of a cool thing, because you're only the second farmer I know who's a professional blues man.
Yeah, it's cool for anybody that's not doing it, that's for sure. No, it's, yeah, I've got a small farm northeast of Des Moines here, and I love it, so I'm glad I got into it.
Well, and you're doing it the right way. You do it like my uncle used to do it. I mean, you know, have your animals are out, and they're not confined, and, you know, you're just like a farmer that everyone imagines in their head, not the big multi-thousand acre confinements that are big as football fields type of guy. And I think there should be more of you, you know?
Well, I tend to agree with that, but that's a whole other discussion.
I hear you. It gives you the blues just thinking about it, baby. So when did you switch over to doing acoustic instead of doing just a lead guitar player?
Well, I was working quite a bit with my band, the Thunderbolts, that I worked with for about 7 years. And we sort of went our separate ways about 4 years ago. So ever since then, I've been concentrating on working solo and still working with a couple bands here and there around town, but trying to do the solo thing too. So
yeah, you got that down. I mean, that is really good stuff.
I only got to split the money one way.
Yeah. That's the. All right. Why don't you do another song for us?
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Woods.
Thank you very much. Here's another one. Here's another one off the new CD. Thank you.
I'm Gary from the Iowa Blues Showcase. If you'd like to help us out with the local blues anywhere in the world, why don't you join our Facebook page? It's the Blues Army of Des Moines. The page is dedicated to local musicians where you can post photos, videos, links to music, anything that supports music. And it doesn't have to be a band either. You can be a fan of a band as long as it's blues and especially local. National acts, they can take care of themselves. But you know what? There wouldn't be national acts or regional acts unless there's local bands. So help them out. They'd appreciate it. Join us. Facebook, Blues Army Des Moines. Thanks.
And we're back. Thanks for listening. For those of you at home, this is the end of the podcast. But for those of you here, we got another hour to go. So, you here in the audience, stick around. For those at home, we'll see you next week. We're going to end with a little Bob Liggett tune called Pink Champagne.
I said, Pink Champagne, you done stole my gal from me. I said, Pink Champagne, you done stole my gal. It's all about champagne, champagne, mellow, mellow wine. Champagne, champagne, mellow, mellow wine. Make you want to drink it all the time. Come on, Johnny. Mellow wine, champagne. Pink champagne, gotta drink it all.
champagne's as good as wine to me.
Pop, 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 do
I? I said pink champagne's as good as wine to me.
Pop, 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 do I?
Pink champagne don't let me in misery. Top of champagne,
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 mellow, mellow wine. Champagne,
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 mellow, mellow wine. Make me wanna drink it all the time. Well, make me wanna drink it all the time. Make me wanna drink it. Thank you.
All right. That's our Blues Showcase episode 29. I want to thank John Krantz and Emil Miles. That was our rhythm section. John on the drums, Emil Miles on the bass guitar. And, of course, John O. Smith, director of bands. And I am the piano man. We enjoy doing these shows. And part of me is kind of sad that we're not going to be doing the big show, but man, it is quite the production trying to pull this off just once a month. I can't believe we used to do it every week, but you know what, dedication, I guess. Hope that you enjoyed the show. Next week will be Tina Haas and Bob Pace on the podcast. And then the live show is Big Al Daugherty, Sardona and the Blue Flames, Brandon Dennis, Jesse Moore, Tom Buck Miller, who just got a hold of me from Drake University. He's playing, and I believe J.C. Anderson and Dewey Cantrell also. So another great show. So please show up and support the blues and be in the audience, because we'd love to hear you. I'm working on a special Christmas show. Don't know what it's going to be. We sort of have one show that's non-Christmas, but it's bizarre. At some point we'll play it. Maybe I'll save it for a year. But But anyway, I'm also working on a New Year's show. I've got three different New Year's shows that have been recorded over the years, and they're all like right around 3 hours long. So I don't know that I want to release like 3 hours. So I don't know if I want to do this like three nights before New Year's and do hours a piece, or just do one, or maybe do a best of. Might do a best of. That might be interesting. So anyway, a couple of extra podcasts will be coming up this holiday season. I hope you've had a good holiday. You know, it's been really warm around here. We finally got some snow, and it's mid-December, and it's very almost gone. Kind of scary in a way, but don't want to alarm people who don't believe in those things, so we'll just move on. Anyway, I also noticed that eyeballs on our podcast have dropped considerably since the election. Actually, you can see like 2 days before the election, we dropped about 50%. Now, it's not us. In other words, you know, it's not anything we're doing. It has something to do with people seeing our podcast. It has nothing to do with downloads or anything like that. Downloads seem to be okay, maybe just a little bit off, but the people seeing the podcast has dropped 50%. We were getting about 500 people seeing us a day, and it dropped to basically about 250. Now, it actually went down to 200 during the election, and then the next week it went up to 250, and it's been kind of sitting there at 250. It's kind of odd. I don't know what's going on, but I've noticed other people also have either fewer eyeballs or fewer hits. as well. And I've seen this in other formats. I've seen this on YouTube as well. So the only thing I can think is just a lot of people are preoccupied with the American election. And really, when you think about it, there's stuff going on in Italy right now, Austria, and let's see, not Germany, but France. And there's a little bit of a political upheaval going on that hasn't been seen in a long, long time. And I can see why people are very concerned. So maybe that's drawing people's attention away. All I can say is this, that hopefully the blues can bring you some sanity and make you feel better, because that's what it's all about. Because as bad as things are, you know, the blues will get you through. You know, when you get knocked down, it'll pick you back up, because that's what that music's all about. Like I said last week, gonna pick up my bags and move on down the road, because that's what the blues is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Certainly hope our little show can help you get through the hard times. And we'll be here every week because we love you, and we hope that you can help us keep the blues alive, because it's you, the listener, that helps us keep it going every week. All right, we'll be back next week with Bob Pace and Tina Haas, and we'll be live at Grandview University at the Student Center in the Speed Lyceum. My old professor, Speed. Professor Speed. Yes, yes, I remember him well. And we'll be there, 7 o'clock, Sunday, December 11th. So come on out and join us, and we'll see you next week at the Iowa Blues Showcase.